This is JIS News. Coming up, Education Ministry launches intensified mathematics program, KSAC reporting increased property tax collection, and Cabinet approves the removal of uncontrollable behavior label for children. The details after this message.
Children, listen and learn. Candles and lamp when lit. Them are not your friend. Matches and lighter, stay far from them. If you close, catch a fire, drop to the ground. Roll around and around and around. Fire is helpful, use it with care. But fire and children, not a good pair. No romp with fire or anything hot. Adults use fire, but children should not.
Fire safety and prevention, we say.
And now the news. Cabinet has approved legislative changes for the removal of the uncontrollable behavior label from children who exhibit behavioral problems. With the approval, which came on Monday, judges will no longer have the option to sentence these children to correctional facilities. This approval comes some 2 months after Youth and Culture Minister Lisa Hanna's commitment to have the label removed during her sectoral presentation in June. Along with the removal of the uncontrollable label, Cabinet has also approved the review and development of recommendations for the amendment of the Child Care and Protection Act with an emphasis on Sections 8, Subsection 1A and Section 24. Section 8 of the Act addresses the circumstances under which a child is deemed in need of care and protection, while Section 24 deals with the power of a parent or guardian to bring a child before the court. The Ministry of Education will be launching an intensified mathematics program come September as part of plans to boost student performance at the primary and secondary levels. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the program is designed to achieve improvements over the short to medium term.
The central objectives are to ensure that persons engaging our children in the teaching and learning of mathematics have a sound knowledge of the content and the most effective methods to engage students.
At the primary level, the program will, among other things, involve the training and incorporation of school-based mathematics teachers at schools who averaged below 50% in the grade 4 numeracy test during the 2010 to 2013 period. 19 regional mathematics coordinators and mathematics specialists will also support principals in rearranging the math curricula to incorporate the intensified mathematics program. At the secondary level, an intensive training program for mathematics teachers is to be implemented during and outside the school year. Additionally, all principals and heads of mathematics departments will receive training from the National College for Educational Leadership towards better management of their math curricula and mathematics departments. The Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KSAC, is reporting an increase in property tax collection this year when compared to the same period last year. Mayor of Kingston, Senator Angela Brown-Burke, says the current figures represent a 169% increase over 2012. The KSAC is also reporting increases in the payment for trade licenses.
The barbers and hairdressers. The collection has increased 18% over the corresponding period. For trade licenses, we are 89% above where it was last year. For sign and billboards, the billboards collection decreased by 41% over the corresponding period last year.
Mayor Brown-Burke was speaking at the KSAC monthly council meeting on Tuesday. She says the KSAC intends to target those areas where improvements can be made to ensure full compliance in revenue collection. And come September 2013, Consul General of Jamaica to Miami, Sandra Grant Griffiths, will take up duties as Ambassador of Jamaica to the United Mexican States. Mrs. Grant Griffiths entered the Jamaican Foreign Service over 30 years ago, serving both the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade and the Office of the Prime Minister simultaneously. She was appointed Jamaica's Consul General to the Southern United States, Cayman Islands, and the Bahamas in August 2008, and is the honorary chair of the Jamaica-USA Chamber of Commerce, South Florida. She also serves as the honorary chair of the Jamaican Women of Florida. Prior to her appointment in Miami, the ambassador-designate was concurrently chief of state protocol to the government of Jamaica and director of protocol in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.